Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The deadly Arctic Express continues with freezing temperatures reaching well into the south. Yesterday, Winston-Salem, North Carolina woke up to a 65-degree morning. Today it was 29 degrees. It's the same story or worse just about everywhere. Icy road conditions near Austin, Texas led to a 34-vehicle pileup early today on a southbound Interstate 35 overpass. Moments later, two dozen cars crashed in the northbound lanes. Two people were killed and 16 injured. As Nina Martinez of KRLD Dallas reports live from Fort Worth, driving there is also treacherous.
Constant freezing drizzle has turned roads and freeways in the Dallas-Fort Worth area into icy parking lots. It's just frightful to drive out here. One wreck after another is being reported, and at least two people have been killed in weather-related accidents. People are being told to stay off the roads because the icy conditions will not improve today. The forecast is calling for freezing rain through tonight. Reporting live in Fort Worth, Nina Martinez, CBS News.
The cold snap also threatens to ruin California's citrus crop. Iraq has banned flights of civilian United Nations aircraft, including one due today with military observers. We get more live from CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad.
UN officials say this is not a confrontation brewing with Baghdad. They say Iraq simply turned the plane away because the country is still in a high state of alert over the two American missiles it says the U.S. fired in the south yesterday, a charge the Pentagon denies. The UN official said the feeling among Iraqis is the last thing they need right now is a trigger-nervous anti-aircraft gunner accidentally shooting down a UN plane.
Kimberly, what are the newly returned UN aid workers doing now?
Well, there'll be no holiday for them. They're heading out for a week-long assessment of bomb damage to humanitarian sites. One official said from what aid workers have seen so far, the Pentagon was able to avoid most civilian areas.
Kimberly Dozier, live in Baghdad. Former U.N. Arms Inspector Scott Ritter has charged the United States manipulated inspections in Iraq, including a blocked effort to enter Ba'ath Party headquarters. He told the BBC Washington wanted a pretext for last week's airstrikes.
I believe that this inspection was rushed through, and the sites chosen weren't chosen for disarmament reasons, but rather to be provocative in nature so that Iraq would respond in a predictable fashion, which it did. And that response would be used as a justification for military action.
Many of the troops sent to the Gulf have now returned home just in time for Christmas. After being deployed to a base in Spain, a unit of KC-135 tankers has begun returning to Fairchild Air Force Base outside Spokane. Susan Gratop was there to meet her husband.
I'm just really happy to have him here. It's our first Christmas, and we get to be together for it.
U.S. forces still in the Gulf are getting a holiday visit from the man they call the SecDef, Secretary of Defense William Cohen. Robert Berger reports from the USS Enterprise.
Cohen thanked the crew of the Enterprise for a job well done.
Thank you for your dedication, your patriotism, and your professionalism, and the way in which you carried out this operation against Saddam Hussein's forces. You were just fantastic.
Sailors like Steve Doobie of Flint, Michigan, were pleased.
It's nice to see our leaders come out and see how we operate.
The crew was treated to a live concert with Carole King, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Dave Ball. The message, Merry Christmas. Robert Berger, CBS News on the carrier Enterprise.
In retaliation for Israeli air raids that yesterday killed a woman and six of her children in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah today fired Katyusha rockets into the Israeli kibbutz at Kiryat Shemona. 13 people suffered minor injuries. And Israel was angered when the Palestinian Authority today released the spiritual leader of Hamas from house arrest. The regional leaders who form Russia's upper house of parliament have challenged the austere budget drafted by the government to satisfy the IMF. Prime Minister Primakov vowed to keep the country from bankruptcy. Monica Lewinsky may get to tell her story before 100 U.S. senators, as we hear live from CBS News correspondent Howard Ehrenstein.
Not only Monica, but Betty Curry and Linda Tripp could be called. And the Senate's number two Republican, Don Nichols of Oklahoma, says his colleagues should hear the evidence. But almost all 45 Democrats are telling leaders they would not vote to convict. And Nichols admits the trial could be stopped at any time.
To make that motion before we hear any evidence, I think would be premature. Others may disagree. And if they get 51 votes, the trial is over.
The president's approval rating is still soaring. White House Press Secretary Joe Lockhart says the numbers are encouraging.
They're very easy to look at right now.
But the Washington Post quotes White House allies as saying the president may have made a big mistake, relying too much on public opinion. Live in Washington, Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, a Senate impeachment trial could explore President Clinton's relationships with women other than Monica Lewinsky. The information comes from undisclosed files compiled by independent counsel Kenneth Starr that were shown to moderate Republicans before the impeachment vote, swaying at least one female member's vote. The White House is described as stunned those files were shared with members who do not serve on the Judiciary Committee. The FBI is examining a car linked to the October sniper killing of an Amherst, New York doctor who performed abortions. More from CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambadakis.
The FBI says it has uncovered what may be a key piece of physical evidence, a black Chevrolet Cavalier that had been driven by James Kopp, the man wanted as a material witness in the killing of Dr. Barnett Slepian. The car was found December 18th at the Newark, New Jersey International Airport by a police officer who also discovered that the plates had been switched. There's still no sign of James Kopp, and authorities are hoping that people who may have seen the car may also remember seeing Kopp as well.
There's concern in Houston for the tiniest of the world's only surviving octuplets, as Lee Frank reports.
Of the yet-to-be-named octuplets, baby E with underdeveloped lungs and a drug-treatable heart defect is the smallest, 10 ounces. That's 4 ounces less than any other premature baby who survived long enough to leave Texas Children's Hospital, the nation's largest. Statistics aside, doctors are encouraged by the stable but critical condition of all 6 girls and 2 boys. Lee Frank, CBS News, Houston.
NATO's former Secretary General Willy Claes has been convicted in Belgium's highest court of taking bribes. He drew the maximum penalty, a 3-year suspended sentence, and a 5-year ban on voting or running for office. With the NBA lockout continuing and its shoe sales slumping, the Nike company has decided to stop paying most of the 230 basketball stars under contract. And the government's latest estimate of third quarter economic growth is 3.7%. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 36 points. The world balloon adventure of Richard Branson, Steve Fossett, and Per Lindstrand is trying for a Christmas Day crossing of America. They've now left Chinese airspace, with Branson grateful they weren't forced down.
We're pleased and relieved and grateful that the Chinese let us through.
At 31,000 feet, it's cold up there.
The icing is falling off the balloon. You've got a beautiful sunrise. Still got mountaintops coming through the clouds below. It has been incredibly varied, incredibly beautiful, as this world is, of course.
Branson is hoping to gain some speed.
We're in some winds which are just below the jet stream. We're just hoping that we can get sucked in a bit faster so we can get the Pacific crossing done in hopefully a couple of days, and just coming in over the American border for Christmas Day.
And that is the World News Roundup for this Wednesday, December 23rd, 1998. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.